The mace of the College of St. Salvator is in the middle of the three maces on display. It is about 1 meter high, is made of silver and covered in a thin layer of gold. It consists of a large, ornate, hexagonal top piece and a central pole which has three smaller ornamental knobs spaced evenly down its length, with a small ornamental base piece. The ornate hexagonal head of the mace is about 15 centimetres long. The top section has a pinnacled roof and windows around it. Below this is an open shrine with Jesus at its centre, standing on a globe. Three castle-like structures are placed around this shrine, with a flight of steps leading from their battlements up to the windows above. An angel stands at each castle, looking in towards Jesus. One angel holds a pillar, another holds a cross, and the third holds a spear. Below these are three dungeon entrances, each containing a chained wild man with a shield. A figure stands between each dungeon. One is a king, one is a bishop, and the other is a friar or a merchant. Six lions, each above a branch, flank the base of the head of the mace. The first ornamental knob below the head of the mace is about 7 centimetres long and has a pinnacled roof. Below the roof, there are three semicircular pulpits. An angel stands in each pulpit with her arms outstretched. There is a balcony between each pulpit, and a monk sits in each one reading a book. The middle ornamental knob is about 5 centimetres long. There are three empty semicircular pulpits and three small circular towers with pointed roofs and narrow windows placed around this knob. The lower ornamental knob is about 5 centimetres long. There are three square pulpits with a figure standing in each one, facing in towards the mace. Below these pulpits, and between them, are three semicircular balconies. There is a preacher in each one, with an unrolled scroll in front of him. There is a circular disc around the base of the mace, with an inscription on it. Below this, four crouching lions face towards the bottom of the mace, with an unfurled leaf between each line.